Good morning, students. Once again, welcome you all in AES Distance Education Program. Dear students, in previous module, we studied fundamental accounting assumptions or concept. In this particular module, what are the topics we are going to cover? Just move to the slide number 2. Accounting principle, that is business entity, money measurement, accounting period, full disclosure, materiality, prudence or conservatism, matching, dual aspects or duality, revenue recognition, and verifiable objective. This all accounting principle we will see one by one. So let's move to the slide number 3, accounting principle, business entity concept. This concept consider a business unit as a separate unit. Business and businessmen are two separate entities. And all the business transactions are recorded in the books of account from business point of view. Here we can understand the same concept with example. When the proprietor introduces capital, cash account or bank account is debited and capital account is credited. Amount in credit of capital is the liability of enterprises towards the proprietor. So this principle applies to every form of enterprises, including proprietorship of firm. We'll see another one concept, that is money measurement concept. According to this concept, only those transactions are recorded in the books of account which can be expressed in monetary terms. The non-financial or non-monetary transaction do not find any place in accounting records. Money is a common denominator to denote the value of various assets of a diverse nature to give a meaningful total of these assets. In this concept, only monetary measurement or only monetary things is being recorded. But here are there are certain limitations also. As we are saying, that is the human resources with enterprises are important to the enterprises but are not reflected in the financial statement because they cannot be measured and expressed in money terms. At the same time, the value of money is considered to have static value as the transactions are recorded at the value on the transaction date. These are the limitations of this concept. Then move to the slide number 4, where you can see another one concept, accounting period concept. What exactly accounting period concept is? So according to this concept, the long life of business is divided into justifiable accounting periods. So as to help businessman to know the result of his investment during each such period, this period is known as accounting period. And length of this period depends upon the nature of business. Accounting period may be either a calendar year, that is from January 1st to December 31st, or fiscal, that is means financial year of the government, that is April 1 to March 31st. So basically, we are saying that is most probably in most of the cases that accounting period is starting from 1st April to 31st March. Then after next one concept is here, that is full disclosure. This concept implies that financial statement should be disclosed all material information which is required by the proprietor and other user to access or to assess the final account of business unit. Exactly what we can say, there should be complete and understandable reporting on financial statement of all significant information relating to economic affairs of the entity. For example, if you can say that the reason of low turnover should be disclosed, whatever it may be the reason, but you should disclose that reason. So this is what exactly the concept says. Then after for next concept, just you move to the next slide, slide number 5, materiality concept. This principle emphasizes that only those transactions should be recorded which are material or relevant for the determination of income from the business. All immaterial facts should be ignored. Let's will understand this concept with example. Amount spent on repair of building, say 2,50,000, is material for an enterprise having a turnover of say 10 lakh. But it is not material for an enterprise having turnover of say 15 crores. On the other hand, closure of production plant, even temporarily, say because of environmental problem, is material. So all material fact should be recorded, or we can say an item should be regarded as material if there is a reason to believe that knowledge of it will influence the decision of an informed investor, that must be recorded. Then after, next one concept is there, conservatism or prudence. This principle is nothing but a formal expression of maxim: anticipated no profits and provide for all possible losses. In other words, it consider all possible losses but ignore all possible profit. Here we can say, or we can use a simple phrase: do not anticipate a profit but provide all possible losses. Here we can see, and one example, closing stock is valued at lower cost or net realizable value, that is market value, or making the provision for doubtful debts and discount on debtor is in anticipation of bad debts and discount. This is what we are considering, all possible losses as per this principle. Then move to the next slide, number 6. The next one concept is there, matching concept. Exactly what matching concept is says to us: the concept state that there is necessary to charge all the expenses incurred to earn revenue during the accounting period against that revenue in order to ascertain net income or trading result of the business. The matching concept, which is so closely related to accrual concept and accounting period concept, helps a businessman in realizing his objective, that is, in ascertaining the trading result or profit or loss of the business for ascertaining the net income. Here, in brief, we can say, according to this concept, the expenses for accounting period are matched against related revenue rather than cash received and cash paid. This concept should be followed while preparing financial statement to have true and fair view of profitability and financial position of business firm. Then after, next one concept is there, that is dual aspect concept. This concept, also known as equivalence concept, signifies that every business transaction has twofold, or every transaction affects at least two accounts. This concept is in fact the base on which double entry system of bookkeeping is based. According to this principle, every debit has a correspondence credit. Let's will see with an example. Let's see, Rahul starts a business with a capital of rupees 1 lakh. There are two aspects of transaction. On one hand, business has an assets of 1 lakh, that is cash, while on the other hand, it has a liability towards Rahul of rupees 1 lakh, capital of Rahul. Thus, we can say capital is equal to cash, that is equity is equal to assets, or we can say owner's equity or capital is plus claim of outsider is equal to asset, or even further we can say assets is equal to owner's equity plus claim of outsiders. Let's will see another one concept. Just move to the slide number 7, revenue recognition concept. According to revenue recognition concept, revenue is considered to have been realized when transaction has been entered into and the obligation to receive the amount is established. It is noted that recognizing revenue and the receipt of an amount are two separate aspects. Here, let's take one example. An enterpriser sells goods in February 2018 and receives the amount in April 2018. Revenue of this sale should be recognized in February 2018, that is when the goods are sold, because legal obligation to receive the amount is established upon sales in February 2018. So this is what we can say, exactly example where we are of revenue recognition concept. Then after, next one concept is there, that is verifiable objective. The verifiable objective concept holds that accounting should be free from personal bias. Measurement that are based on verifiable evidence are regarded as objective. It means all accounting transactions should be evidenced and supported by documents, for example, cash memo, invoices, sales bills, etc. So these are the example of verifiable objective, where everything should be verifiable with an evidence, or we can say vouchers, as we already studied. So these are exactly the accounting principles. One more principle is there, just move to the slide number 8, that cost concept or historical cost principle. According to the cost concept, an asset is recorded in the books of account at a price paid to acquire it, and the cost, it is basis for all subsequent accounting of the assets. Assets is recorded at a cost at the time of its purchase, but it is systematically reduced by charging depreciation. We'll understand this concept with an example. An asset is purchased for rupees 5 lakh, and if it is if at a time of preparing a final account, even if it is market value say 4 lakh or 7 lakh, yet asset shall continue to be shown as its purchase price rupees 5 lakh. So cost concept brings objectivity in the preparation and presentation of financial statement. They are not influenced by the personal bias or judgment. Here we come to end with this topic, that is a principle of our fundamental accounting principle already we studied, and accounting principles we just studied now. Then after, next one topic is there, we'll come with that topic in the next module, that is accounting standards. Till then, stay at home, be safe. Thank you very much.